1 week before nominations close, the riding of Simcoe Gray is seeing a rematch from the June 2022 provincial election. There are three official candidates representing three of the four main parties in Ontario for the 2025 election, and all of them were on the ballot in 2022. Progressive Conservative candidate Brian Saunderson is running for re-election, having been elected MPP in 2022, following a shortened term as mayor of Collingwood, which he left to run for a provincial seat. Saunderson won the 2022 election with 51.2% of the votes in the riding. Ted Chrysler, a Collingwood-based lawyer and tech entrepreneur, is running again for the Ontario Liberal Party. Chrysler ran in his first election in 2022, but said politics has been a lifelong interest for him. Chrysler 22 won and 10.1% of the Simcoe Gray votes in the 2022 election. Alan Kuhn, who won 9% of the 2022 votes for Simcoe Gray, will also return to the ballot in 2025. An Angus resident, Kuhn has spent his career in social farming and working in the nonprofit sector to help adults with developmental disabilities develop gardening skills. In the Grey Bruce Owen Sound riding, there are candidates declared for the Greens, Liberals and the PC Party, as well as candidates for the Libertarian Party, Michael Butt, the Stop the New Sex Ed Agenda Party, Anne Gillies, and the New Blue Party, Vince Grimaldi. There is no incumbent in the Grey Bruce riding, as Rick Byers, the PC MPP elected last election, is not running again. In his place will be Paul Vickers, a dairy farmer who manages his family's third-generation farm near Meaford, and a former Meaford town councillor. For the Liberals, Selwyn Hicks, former deputy mayor of Hanover and three-term warden of Grey County, will stand again as the local candidate. Hicks was on the ballot for the Liberals in the last provincial election. Joel Lawhead, a councillor for Grey Highlands and formerly a full-time wine and cider maker, is also going to be on the provincial ballot a second time, this time for the Green Party of Ontario. In the last election, he ran for the none-of-the-above direct Democratic Party. The new Democratic Party hasn't announced a candidate for Bruce Gray yet. Last election, Karen Gaventer was on the ballot for the NDP. Nominations close February 13 and the election is February 27. For more provincial election news, visit the Ontario Votes page on collingwoodtoday.com.